Today's scripture reading comes from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 44, and can be found on page 996 of your Pew Bible. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. This is the word of the Lord.
I have a feeling that I have something worth saying to you this morning. Particularly the very last thing I'm going to say in this sermon, the last point. The last point is what is on the front of your bulletins. That God does not expect us to do what we cannot, but he fully expects us to do what we can. A word of full disclosure here. That last part of the sermon, the last point, the biggest point in the sermon, is actually part of a sermon I preached 3 years ago when I had the privilege of speaking at our denomination's ordination service. I don't know that I need to tell you that, but I'm kind of weird about this, and I feel kind of like I should tell you. Some of you have heard that sermon, and you will hopefully remember this particular point. So in the interest of full disclosure, I tell you this. But before I get to that point, there's a couple of other things I want to say to you about what happens in this passage, in this feeding of the 5,000. At the end of the feeding of the 5,000, before they collect all the leftovers, something doesn't happen. Something that we would expect to happen. In other miracle stories, and this was a miracle, this thing happens, but not here. Jesus feeds 5,000 people. He begins with two fish, five loaves. He distributes what they have, and 5,000, well, the text says 5,000 men, so maybe it was a whole lot more than that, they are fed with this amount of food. Until Jesus multiplies it, and a miracle happens. What doesn't happen? No one says, "Wow! Praise be to God." It doesn't tell us that people were amazed. We could conclude from that that no one noticed. That God, that Jesus, did this spectacular thing, providing for 5,000 and more people, and apparently no one noticed, except Jesus and the disciples. That happens. Sometimes God does a work. It can be perhaps, from his perspective and his insight, something spectacular, and no one notices. We don't notice. We should learn from that, that sometimes the ordinary is God's workshop. The ordinary is a place where God does work. And what may seem to us to be just part of life is in fact God working something in us and for us, and we don't notice. I would encourage you to be on the lookout, to see your life, to see life as God's workshop, and to see the ordinary provisions that he gives to you, the way he blesses your life in the ordinary stuff of life, that you see him, that we see him at work. That we not be like the 5,000. God does this great work. And apparently, no one noticed. Let's not be those folks. Let's be the people of God who notice when God does a work among us. Second thing, there's an innocent little statement that says this. The disciples picked up 12 basketfuls. After the 5,000 were fed, there was 12 basketfuls of leftovers. You read that and you think, wow, not only did he feed the 5,000, but look at how much they had left over. God blessed this moment, provided for these people in abundance. However, the word for basket here is small basket. 5,000 plus people. What was left over? 12 small baskets. A basket of this type is typically the kind of basket that someone might carry with them for their lunch or for their family. It wasn't much, relatively speaking. Basically, like, we probably can say it was 12 lunches left over after feeding 5,000 plus. That was what it was left over. Imagine how many, or think about how many leftovers you had from Thursday, wherever you might have been. It might have been enough to feed 12 other people, or 12 families. But you had lots left over. Here, it was actually a very small amount given the number of people fed. God does bless with abundance. That happens. But sometimes he blesses with just enough. That does not mean that God was insufficient. It does not mean that he can only do so much. He chooses to bless us with just enough. Many years ago, Judy and I were going through a difficult time financially. Whenever I tell that, it affects me. And Judy was and is our financial manager. She paid the bills. And it was a really stressful time for her. One day, something happened to the car, and we had to get it fixed, and I don't know, I don't remember the numbers, it may have been $300. It was $300 we didn't have, so we're stressing about it. Judy's really stressing about it, and we get, you know, you hear these stories. We get in the mail an unexpected check. It's from our insurance company. It's a dividend. Again, I don't remember exactly the numbers, but it was something like the bill was $300, and the check came to us, and it was like $290. I said to Judy, "Hey, God's provided." And she said, with a smile, a wry smile on her face, "Yeah, but he was $10 short." If you don't know her, that's exactly what she would have said. It was just enough. And God does that with us. Just enough. Just enough to keep us going, just enough to meet the need. He does extravagant. I'm not saying he doesn't. But sometimes he does just enough. That's what happened here. He did just enough. Do not limit God to abundance. Do not think to yourself, well, he just gave us this much. Or he just gave us this thing, and we would like to have a whole lot more. I know this is enough, but we wanted more. God does abundance, but recognize when he does just enough. Thank God for that. Enjoy that. Celebrate. Third lesson comes from the question Jesus asked. Remember the scene now. There are 5,000 people. The disciples, it's late in the day. The disciples recognize that it's late in the day and that these people are hungry. They suggest to Jesus, why don't you send them away so they can get something to eat? And Jesus says to them, you give them something to eat. And that's when he asks the question. Well, first of all, the disciples say, we can't do that. We don't have that kind of money. It's half a year's wage or whatever it was. And Jesus says, how many loaves do you have? Jesus tells them, before he asks, how many loaves do you have? He tells them, to give them something to eat. It is Jesus' intent that the disciples do what they can. Before he does what he will do, he wants them to do what they can. Obviously, the difference that's going on here is that it's not just the disciples that are doing this. It is the presence of Jesus and his power and his provision. That's what makes this all work. But Jesus nonetheless says, you give them something to eat. Do what you can. Do what you can. The command that Jesus gives to the disciples, you give them something to eat, is a real command. It is a real expectation on the part of Jesus. It's not a pretend question that's setting up what he's going to do. It's a real command, a real expectation. You give them something to eat. You do what you can. As I said earlier, 3 years ago, I preached this part of the sermon at the ordination service. I want to share with you that portion of that sermon. It was a manuscript sermon. It was kind of a tense situation, so I was very careful of what I said. So I have a record of it. I'd like to share with you part of that sermon that has to do with this text. The disciples only had 2 fish and 5 loaves when Jesus told them, you give them, this crowd of 5,000 or more, you give them something to eat. Before Jesus would do what he did, he wanted the disciples to do what they could, insufficient though it was. Some time ago, I went to see a woman who was in the hospital because she had broken her hip. Her other health concerns made this a very serious situation. I wrote about my visit with her, and here's part of what I said. As it came time for me to leave, she began to weep as she struggled to say one more thing. It was clearly something important, and perhaps what she most needed to say to me. I waited, and then she said, Pastor, I almost died. I'm afraid, Pastor Mike. I am so afraid. In that moment, I wanted the Holy Spirit to fall on me and give me the ability to take her fear away. I wanted to grab that fear by its throat, take it with me, and throw it in a trash can as I left the hospital. But I didn't know how to do that. And so I felt very small in the shadow of her fear. What am I going to do for her? What am I going to say to her? I did what I could. I spoke to her of God's faithful presence. I said that God was okay with her fear. I asked her to picture fear gripping her left hand, but that God had a stronger grip on her right hand, and he would lead her through the darkness of her fear. As I said those words, they felt true, but they also felt meager. They felt like 2 fish and 5 loaves. Did my words help her? I don't know. But in that moment, I felt that they were all I had and all I could do. It was up to the grace and sovereignty of God to make those words sufficient. In the feeding of the 5,000, we learn that God expects us to do something about the needs of others. Statements like, I don't know what to do, or I can't solve the problem, do not diminish, nor do they rescind God's expectation that we do what we can, that we give them something. It is an old lesson. God does not expect us to do what we cannot, but he fully expects us to do what we can. In Mark 14, we are told that a woman anointed Jesus with extravagantly expensive perfume. Some criticized her harshly, saying that she had done a wasteful thing. Jesus, however, defends her. Leave her alone, he says. Why are you bothering her? And then he says, she has done what she could. Do what you can. Trust God to make it sufficient, just enough, or maybe make it even extravagant. So may it be that Jesus will say of you, of each of us, of Highland Covenant Church, may it be that Jesus will say of us, you have done what you could. It is the expectation of Jesus that we, Highland Covenant Church, will do what we can. We will not regret. We will not stress over what we are not. We will do what we can. May it be that God will say of us, you did what you could. Let's pray. Father, you bless us in so many ways. And sometimes you bless us with overwhelming abundance. We are thankful for those moments. And sometimes, Father, you bless us with just enough. We are thankful for that as well. You have given to us, each of us, and us as Highland Covenant, all we need to do what you want us to do right now. May it be, Father, that we will do what we can, and that you will say to us, you did what you could. Amen.